With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on a manhunt for the suspect who killed a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and wounded a second lawmaker.
Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman, a Democrat, and her husband Mark were shot and killed by a man impersonating a police officer who came to their home early Saturday. Police got into a shootout with the suspect who had on a cop's uniform and drove a car with lights and sirens. Governor Tim Walz.
An unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination.
Walz says before heading to Hortman's, they believe the suspect shot and wounded Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife.
We are cautiously optimistic they will survive this assassination attempt.
Police say they found writings with the names of multiple lawmakers and other officials in the fake police car the suspect was using. I'm Julie Walker.
A big celebration in store today here in the nation's capital to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Just like we're seeing what the Israelis are doing now to prevent a nuclear catastrophe in the not-so-distant future, we've got to remember that if we don't guard our borders, if we don't guard our interests abroad and at home, that we won't continue to be a free people.
And today also marks Flag Day and coincides with President Trump's 79th birthday. Pure coincidence, he says.
It is my birthday, but I'm not celebrating my birthday. I'm celebrating Flag Day. It happens to be the same day, so I take a little heat. But Flag Day is the appropriate date. And we're celebrating 250 years of the Army, a great service.
And the march itself gets underway tonight at 6:30 Eastern Time. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for children, Michael Harrington reports.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill, flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who has led the fight to protect women's athletics. Legislation was pared down from its initial form, which also sought to bar boys from using girls' restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. The latest effort by Congress to regulate college sports is generating partisan outrage.
Democrats say Republican-led draft legislation to regulate college sports would claw back freedoms won by athletes through years of litigation against the NCAA. Three House committees are considering legislation that would create a national standard for name, image, and likeness payments to athletes and protect the NCAA against future lawsuits. NCAA President Charlie Baker has said he supports the draft legislation. There was little indication that any bill advanced by the House would generate enough Democratic support to surpass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Caitlin Clark is ready to play again, meaning the Indiana Fever will have their best player back in the rotation to play the reigning WNBA champion New York Liberty this afternoon. The Fever made the less than surprising announcement on Friday. More of these stories at srnnews.com.